Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from The Secret of Success by Frank Everett Mitchell, published in 1894. There are at least three kinds of people in the world. Those who do not know how to succeed and do not think it worth their trouble to learn. Those who know how, but fail because they do not live up to their knowledge. And those who do succeed, because they practice the principles, which are consistent with the end they have in view. I've known people who had all the knowledge they needed to build a thriving business, and yet they were unsuccessful. Why? Because the mere possession of knowledge amounts to but little. It is the use we make of it that carries us forward. Good resolutions, not backed by the power of the will, are useless. But when backed by the will, they possess a potent power. The person who waits for an especially favorable moment to start a business loses valuable time. When that opportune moment they were waiting for does arrive, the chances are they will not recognize it. But if they do, they will likely find themselves to be but a follower, where they easily might have been a leader. In every business, in every profession, there are many things that are disagreeable. And because they are disagreeable, they are too frequently put off, until the best time for doing them has gone by. The most irksome labor is often the best, because it teaches discipline and prepares for future labors. The wise woman and man is the one who overcomes each obstacle as it presents itself, leaving no task incomplete, nor putting off until tomorrow anything that can be done today. Success rarely comes to the procrastinator. It is the person who, prepared for the struggle before them, is ever on the alert for an opportunity and takes prompt and decisive action when the favorable time comes that succeeds. A faint heart never yet won anything worth having. The most valuable things are ordinarily the most difficult to obtain. Even the rose is guarded by thorns. The road to success is not an easy one, however much it may appear to be for other people. But the right start being made, the requisite knowledge obtained, and possessed of the courage and determination necessary to carry it through, the worst is over. After this, each effort brings strength to the succeeding one. And as we begin to realize that each step in the right direction brings us near the completion of our hopes, the satisfaction we feel more than compensates for the labor and self-denial it cost us at the start. Ambition is said to be a spur to success, but it is questionable if it is absolutely essential to success. It depends on what is meant by ambition. If it's that ruling passion which forces its possessor to the front, regardless of who they trip up or knock down, regardless of who they impoverish, or how much misery they make others suffer, so that they may gain their desired end, then it is a misnomer. For then it is but an intense selfishness, an utter unscrupulousness. On the other hand, if ambition is to mean that drive wheel which makes one a first-rate woman or man of character, careful and considerate of the rights of others, yet just and persistent in demanding their own, ever keeping their eye fixed upon the topmost round of the ladder, which they ultimately mean to reach, yet putting nothing in the way of anyone who is climbing side by side with them, such an ambition is laudable and to be admired. Now let us talk about failure, the cause of numerous failures in life, both from a business and social standpoint, is not a lack of ability to succeed, so much as a lack of exercising our plain, ordinary common sense. Everything that occurs in life is the result of something which has previously taken place. Cause and effect is not a new idea. It is as old as the hills, and stands beyond question or controversy. We must eventually abide by the result of our deeds, be they good or bad. We cannot have it otherwise, even if we would. We expect to reap, else we would not sow. No act which we can do is so trivial, no words spoken so small, no thought so unimportant, that its effect will not be felt. The impulsive person is rarely a successful one, and the success they do attain must necessarily be short-lived, especially compared with those whose acts are based upon sound reasoning. Impulses are vagaries born from unhealthy excitement, and they are seldom safe to follow. Some even say that we never have a good impulse, for it can only be after mature deliberation upon the ultimate result of an act that we are justified in committing the act. If we but had a proper appreciation of this truth, and before taking a step in life, would consider the result and its consequences, the history of our lives would have less mistakes, and its last chapter speak more frequently of a rounded success instead of a wasted life. Many people suppose that success and happiness depends on wealth, and what it will purchase or procure. But nothing could be more erroneous. Happiness comes from within, rather than from external surroundings. And moreover, a happy frame of mind does much toward making our surroundings what we desire them to be, while discontentment will embitter a life that contains every other essential element of happiness. The one who waits for great wealth to make them happy not infrequently waits in vain. Discontent does much to defeat the best laid plans. A discontented and bitter mind impacts everyone it touches in a like manner. But a genial, happy disposition brightens not only our own pathway, but lends cheer to those with whom we associate as well. People successful in business affairs, managers of large enterprises, and leaders in every walk of life are usually those with an abundance of good nature. Such people attract and create friendships, and thus are open to opportunities which the discontented, pessimistic grumbler can never have. Remember also to be honest and true to yourself, upright and faithful with other people. Not because it is, quote, the best policy, but because it is the right thing to do. Anything worth calling success cannot be obtained by crooked dealings or shady transactions. When it comes to morality, there are but two ways to do anything. There is no halfway between right and wrong. Give the wrong way no thought, for a false step once taken makes the next false step more easy, and you will surely find it easier to prevent false steps than to walk them back. Your private life will make itself felt in your professional life, in one way or another. If your private life would not bear close investigation by those who you do business with, start changing it. Be cautious in all you do or say. Rash acts and hasty words often undo in a moment work that you have labored long to accomplish. Every act, every word, every thought has its effect. No deed is so small that it fails to impact something more important, somewhere at some time. Do your best at all times, and don't allow yourself to worry. Worry exhausts more brain force and does more damage to the nervous system than would 10 times the same force put into work. It thus cannot fail to do you permanent injury and detract from your usefulness to others. Although it may seem superficial, good clothes are a badge of respectability. Therefore, dress as well as you can afford. Other things being equal, they will give you a standing among your associates, which carelessness in dress will detract from. Shun bad companions, the pessimists, the doubters, the constantly critical, the complainers. No good can come to you through their influence. Seek the society of good people, for they will strengthen you. Associate also with those older in wisdom than yourself, for it will tend to elevate you. Don't underestimate the value of friendship. A friend who is tried and true is a possession to be guarded with the greatest care. And don't forget that you cannot expect to make or retain friends unless you cultivate the virtues which attract others to you. Lastly, remember that all things must come to an end. Success, worldly success, is but temporary at best. The things we work the hardest to gain must someday be left behind forever. Death knocks at every person's door, irrespective of their bank account or social standing. Death has no favorites and no compunction. Neither can he be bribed. When he comes for us, and not until then, will we fully and finally realize how well we have lived.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.